Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. This is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
This is Josiah Sat for the Villain on Twitter. What's up, RG?
What's up, Joe? So we're back again. So we're here with another teaser.
Yes, I'm very curious what you brought me on this one because I don't think I had any.
I had something else in mind.
And lead us down this road.
Well, I know there's certain movies that you don't like, and I'm going to try to tackle this a little bit better. I just couldn't feel like I couldn't give it its proper respect. I don't know if you would use that word.
How so? You wanted me upset.
Yeah, because I told Joe, I want to do something with Hallmark and Lifetime movies, and you're like, you want me to get pissed off? I'm like, yeah, I do. But it'll be a fun episode, but I just need to figure out exactly how to do it. Okay. But in the meantime, I'm like...
You threw me a complete curveball. Yeah, literally the last 20 minutes
I came
of
up
the day.
One, because by the time this one comes out, we should be coming up on the beginning of the holiday season.
Yeah.
We should be... I consider October the beginning of it.
But you're right.
Around the corner. So, with this one, I decided...
We're recording 9/11 today. First of all, my little nephew, JT's birthday.
A 9/11?
A 9/11. But yeah, it's like one of those like...
It's like in school.
One of those good things that happens that if you know, the day of a bad thing, something terrible happens type of deal. So,
all right.
But speaking of holidays, I mean, today is a day of remembrance more than anything. Yeah. The end of the month, we have Rise Against again.
It's another holiday.
It is, though, right?
Anytime you go to a concert, it's a holiday.
And then, like you said, once we hit October, my birthday is in October, Halloween... Thanksgiving.
And next thing, it just rolls. Because once you hit Halloween, it's like you're just rolling downhill.
Non-stop
holidays.
Yeah, agree.
So, what'd you bring? I thought to come up with just a little conversation about holidays. So, just pretty much, I'm going to ask you some questions just about holiday questions.
Okay.
And
okay.
I just want your honest opinions.
You're right. By the time this drops, it's going to be complete holiday
season. We're
going
to be pulling up to holiday season. I think this is a good way some people listen to it. They'll start making
it. Maybe I shouldn't have dropped the date when we dropped this then. I was like, ooh, these guys are fucking way far ahead.
Nah, but that's the good thing about the podcast is none of this time sensitive.
No,
so
not at all.
Whatever it is.
All right, fuck it. You know what? Yeah, okay. Well, then happy holidays.
This is how it has to work, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We're so far ahead. Merry Christmas, Joe. What do you
Happy New Year's, motherfuckers.
It's like it's still like 80 degrees outside. Merry Christmas. But it's the way we have to do it because we're both busy, so we need to knock stuff out. And we want to keep things consistent on the digital web. Anyway, so I thought these questions because I love – you've told me certain things about the holidays, how you feel about certain things. Mm-hmm. So I figured – I looked at the questions. I'm like, these would be good questions because I want to see Joe get passionate about things.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, I'm kind of down now.
So – listen, I'm going to ask you questions. I'll jump into whenever.
Okay.
Whenever we need some the witty level. If I feel there's not enough wit in the conversation, I'll jump in.
If there's too much asshole in there, you got to toss in the wit.
Okay. We have too much asshole. My first question to you, Joe, is...
What's that?
What is the biggest holiday for your family?
Ooh, okay. One in particular, honestly, before any of them would be weird for my family. You know my family. I mean, you saw, you know, my family. You know, they know you as well. For us... Honestly, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like, we all get together, and we all have that meal, and even though people get pulled from, you know, different, like, Leobeth, you know, my family. So, Leobeth and Tony, they visit his family.
Okay.
Everyone does their own thing with their different families, but we always make it a point, and we invite people over. Friends that we don't invite come over, and it's always like...
We don't invite
the Arabalo household has plenty of food all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we're giving like that. But we do the whole, like, round robin thing where it's like, everyone has their chance. What are you thankful for?
Yeah.
Okay. And it just means more. And we're funny and it's the best day for us. And we get to enjoy a solid meal as a family together, which rarely happens. And I don't think in anyone's household really anymore.
Well, the way we've talked about it too, like with my family, since we're a working class family, we call it usually the holidays only time where everyone's off. For one day. And it's hard to get everyone in because everyone always has weird schedules.
And I have the second job, so that's been killing that a lot. But I still make time for that day. Over Christmas because the Christmas is more for the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do gift exchanges because my family is so big. So Thanksgiving. How about yourself, dude?
My question is too is like for Thanksgiving, you guys turkey or you guys do something else?
We either do turkey and ham or strictly ham, but a grip of fucking sides.
All right. We do, since I'm married, we do both sides. So... We go to my I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, give me yours. Yeah.
No, okay. So Thanksgiving.
You don't
mostly
see your brother on fucking Thanksgiving Day.
This is how it works out. We've done it the last couple of years. Okay, yeah, it's worked out for us. Yeah. Morning.
Okay.
We drive out to my mother-in-law's and we spend the whole... We get there late, so they spend the whole next day morning, Thanksgiving morning.
Okay.
You have an early Thanksgiving.
Okay. How early is early that for you guys?
Well, like 3 or 4. Like 2 or 3.
Which is perfect. Yeah, I think that's a perfect.
And then like we have it, we relax, and then my family likes to have like dinner.
Do you get down cooking anything?
No. At her mom's, they like to do all the cooking.
Which is not bad, yeah.
We usually bring dessert. We bring something like that.
Okay, good. What you got?
Then we leave from there, and we kill some time. Because my family's like dinner, so we eat around 8 at my dad's, my dad's side of the family.
Interesting.
So we usually have 2 meals. It's best and worst day ever.
Is it spread out enough where you're hungry?
Sometimes. But sometimes it's so good, you're like, just eat or get a lot of leftovers.
And that's kind of beautiful, too. You shouldn't gorge yourself. But fuck me, that you're right.
Once it's a year. Bad thing. Yeah, once a year where you're like, it's excusable.
It's okay, cool. I'm done with that.
But my favorite holiday, my favorite family like get-together is Thanksgiving because of food and everything. Yeah. And everybody gets together. But Christmas, for me, I like the whole atmosphere. When you go everywhere, the lights. My daughter loves the lights. Like, be going out, like, everyone's extra nice. Like, the asshole level goes down a bit. Because we all go out and strangers will say hi to you on the street.
I think that's why I hate it, though, because more people should be like that every
fucking day. It should, but it's like a nice... But it kind of shows you, like, all right, not everyone's completely asshole. Everybody, I think it's sad, but same time, it reminds everyone, stop being a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's... You know, and you bring up a great point, and I totally love it. And even, you know what? I'm not a big... Christmas music during the holidays, I'm completely fucking down with,
except for your Hollywood. Except because you're Hollywood.
Because I'm all Hollywood.
I'm Hollywood. Except because you're co-workers.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still like the Friday after Thanksgiving. Christmas!
Yeah, kind of. But I'm still down with it, though. Like it puts me in the holiday.
Okay.
And you know, honestly, I do like it. I don't ever expect anything, and for some reason, odd reason, my family don't know what I like. So the presents normally 60% of the time suck gifts, but yeah. I know my family.
You ever get Raiders pajamas? Tell me how much it sucks, guy.
No, never, guy. I like knowing what my family and friends like, and when, like, who gets you a fucking Todd Gurley fucking pop final? Punko guy.
You guy.
I know, right?
You know Todd Gurley. For me, my brother's good at it.
I like making people happy, you know, with gifts like that.
Yeah.
And I like them to be more personal. I don't like gift cards.
I know women want to agree, but well, I don't care. At the end of the day, like, I'd rather get that than something, you know. If you really don't know me, just give me a gift card, I'll give.
True that, yeah.
But my wife's like, you're hard to shop for. I'm like, it's because usually throughout the year we get each other stuff, little things here and there.
Which is dope, dude, yeah.
So... That's the main reason, but I think for me the best one's like, holy shit, I didn't think, like, thanks.
Come on.
But we also have a problem. Me and my brother have this thing where we're trying to get rid of stuff, declutter.
So you guys re-gift?
So sometimes, no. Sometimes we try to give each other stuff where it's going to come in useful, but not like something bulky where like, fuck, yeah. I don't have room for it.
No, that makes sense.
We take in consideration all that. Good. So my wife is mostly, she's in the vintage stuff, so I know. But she gets like, oh, you got me the vintage. And my daughter doesn't care. She just wants toys.
Okay, before you move on, I know you're getting antsy. Now you said favorite holiday.
You didn't say pansy.
For fancy schman.
Antsy in the pansy.
What
that was for executive producer Victoria.
I know, right? Oh God, me. Fuck me. Oh God, me. Oh shit. I'm like, that took me a while. Okay. You said for family though. Favorite familial holiday.
No, it's just biggest holiday, like biggest holiday with your family.
Oh, then that would be that.
It's funny you told me that. And I'm like, no, and I corrected him. Like, fuck, that's the same shit. Never mind.
Yeah, but
stuff with
it
family.
It was my favorite holiday. Halloween. All day.
I love Halloween.
For Josiah's.
But you're watching TV, all the holiday shows, like holiday shows,
all this kind of movies we shouldn't have been watching.
All that shit.
Lots of tedious, lots of ass, lots of death, lots of blood, lots of
gore. A lot of women running and jumping up and down.
I love it.
But Halloween for me personally, fun Halloween.
Yes, for sure.
And as my daughter gets older, Corey did more stuff. I love Halloween shows. Like I love haunted houses and all that shit. So, because at that time of the year, it's like when they start to cool off, and you get those creepy nights when you're walking. The atmosphere is great.
Exactly. It's no familial, definitely. Thanksgiving. Personal? Halloween all day.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, cool. Okay, man.
What you got,
man? So go next one. Do you wish there was more or less holidays, and why?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I kind of wish there were. When we were kids, Christopher Columbus Day was a fucking thing. We had off.
Christopher Columbus / Native American Day.
True. So, I kind of wish there were more, but I'm a weird guy in this sense where The Office gives me what – they give us five holidays, legit, yeah. quote-unquote, holidays off.
Yeah.
A year. Now, second job is theater. So work in the bar. Work
movie theater, not a theater. In the theater.
That's what I do. Yeah. I do in the theater. I'm all Hollywood up in this bitch, dude. Totally.
Wait, are you a thespian? No, I like chicks.
I love it. So it sucks for me. I'm coming from a different standpoint on this because The Office, I don't have to request those days off. Yeah. But the second job looks at it like, okay, Josiah has off from The Office. Let's fuck him on this day. Let's give him cool fucking like that's...
That's the worst of getting fucked without permission.
Yeah. And that's the holiday lands on, I know, right? No Vaseline straight up, dude. So let's say I forget to ask for... Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Mondays, Tuesdays, strictly from the second job, I'm not supposed to be working. But if a holiday lands on Monday or Tuesday and I don't request it off, that's when I get fucked. And I'm like, fuck, I should have known better.
Yeah.
So it's like a holiday.
Yeah, I used to run that when I had a second job. Do you consider Steeler game days the holidays?
Fuck yeah. I haven't even scheduled. Dude, look at my list, guy.
Did you put your request?
But, okay, so that's how I feel. How do you – I want more holidays.
I think more – just to get everyone together.
Paid holidays?
Well, I'll take as many paid holidays as possible. Especially but right now it's like days off don't really matter because I just run errands. Like more days off, like – I don't really, because for me, like, holiday is great, but, like, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, but I enjoy it. I mean, the more the merrier.
Do we need any more?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we're. I mean, yeah, just more.
I mean, yeah, like.
I'll say yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, of course, who doesn't want more, like, time off and, like, hang with family and all that? Though, I think more.
Especially
to
get paid for it, man. All right, yeah. What you got, dude?
Okay, if you had to get rid of a holiday, which one would you get rid of and why?
That's stupid. Okay, look, guys. I love love.
Oh!
I love love. I don't like or appreciate a big business or big company letting you know, reinforcing that you should tell your significant other on this one day, you should tell them how much they mean to you and how much you care about them. Valentine's Day is a bullshit fucking holiday.
Okay, here's the thing.
What you got?
And it's tough because, oh my god. But I try to – I do flowers, but –
They're going to die.
No, okay, that's the thing. But – oh, fucking
– No, go for industry. It, please. I know, right? Fuck the industry.
I understand. Like,
fuck
I
the
find,
industry. Hashtag fuck the industry.
Because I went to get roses once.
Okay.
And they have a deal that says like blah, blah, roses, right? You can get them early.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there to buy roses. No, I don't get – I got – I forgot what I got because my wife doesn't really like plain roses. She likes color roses. Anyway, long story. This is not the rose show or the flower show. But I went in and I was talking to this guy and the guy who runs like – and I like going to independent flower shop because I want to support small business.
I'm down with that. Good on
you. So there's like a small one that's been there for years. So I always go to that small one.
Yeah.
And I go and I tell – and the guy's like, yeah. Some guy came in like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I'd like to pre-order some flowers for Valentine.
Okay.
And he's like, that's great. It'll be fucking what dozen when it goes like $50 for a dozen.
Okay.
$49.98, whatever. For a dozen. And the guy, oh no, and the guy's like, oh, but can I get, like, can I pay, for, I'm paying for them now. Can I get what you charge now for them?
And he's like,
no, because you're not getting, picking them up now. You're picking them up on Valentine's Day.
Idiot.
And the guy's like, why do you gouge us? He's like, I don't gouge you. The people that I buy from gouge me. Ooh. So I have to charge more. So the gouges are the
but homeboy brings up a great point. Not the worker, but yeah, why are you fucking me, dude?
But it's like that's the chain of fucking.
The roses. Fuck,
so I'm not gonna be just the one being fucked. I want to fuck something new.
That's so true.
But that was her response, and it was. I like to buy stuff because my wife, she's very like. She doesn't like to show her emotion. She tries to play out like a hard
ass. She's kind of a hard ass.
Yeah, she tries to play a hard ass, but she's a softy.
And she's dope, dude. Yeah,
deep down inside, she's a softy. But I'm like, dude, no one's going to believe you're all gangster.
It's stupid. I love how you say that.
But the whole thing is like, maybe go to dinner the day after or the day before. We're just going to play the system. Like, I'd rather.
Never do dinner the day of.
And she knows, because we're not, you're going to be in a. Okay, this is two things to talk about. It's all set menus.
Yeah.
Actually, three things. All set menus, which sucks. You're limited.
Reservations.
Yeah, or waiting and fucking and you're waiting for like a couple hours.
Easily.
And then three, they're fucking rushing you out because they want more people to come in.
Agreed.
Yeah, so it's like the worst day to go out. Fuck it all. Because the worst service you're going to get.
So fuck it all. Fuck
so Valentine's. Go the day before. Fuck Valentine's. Go the day before. Go the day after. I buy her flowers maybe the day after, whatever. But we have an agreement. Like, we've talked about it because it's more like it's not. Don't care, but at least get her a card or get her something.
For sure. Something like that, I'm totally down with.
But I agree with that one. That one, especially, like, because, like, it's the same day, like, okay, here.
No, continue. Please. Like let's deep
dive. I had this conversation with my wife where she's like, and there's some people like, oh, look, my husband bought me, like, fucking a million fucking flowers at work.
So or this diamond fucking necklace.
Oh, look, my fucking bummer necklace. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. The fuck scared the shit
out of me. Don't mind Roxy.
Dude. So they're like, look, my fucking husband went to the fucking brick and mortar store and bought me a fucking diamond pendant or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Or went to this and got me this. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. He just showed you can fucking go to a store and point at something and fucking buy something.
Yeah.
So with me, it's like, I always buy stuff from my, okay, throughout, I don't just wait for one day a year to buy something nice for my, or twice a year, because she's Mother's Day too. And Christmas. But anyways.
Mother's Day is a different beast.
It's a different, but it's the same shit. They're making you feel guilt and gouging you.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. Don't even get me started on Mother's Day.
Stupid.
Cause I told my wife, you know what? You're getting the same thing I get on Father's Day. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Why'd you stop? Why'd you stop?
Because I'm happily married. I don't want to. But this is bullshit. Because guess what? When it's Father's Day, yeah, you don't have to call for any reservations. You don't have to fucking, you can go anywhere. Nobody fucking cares.
She makes you barbecue.
I know.
On Father's
Day. Dads get to bar. Oh, cool. I get to cook for everyone else. On, do I tell you, oh, you can cook for us on Mother's Day? No. So we have to fucking cook for people on Father's Day.
Oh, God, well, dude. But hashtag the truth. The truth. I don't know what to call it. Okay, dope. Agreed. Continue.
But, no, no, yeah. But anyways, with the Valentine's and Mother's Day, you get gouged and we come to understanding. Yeah. And okay, so with the gift giving. Mm-hmm. And throughout the year, I find her cool stuff because she likes vintage clothing, which and she likes vintage stuff. So when I
which
go
is
out,
simple to pull off,
yeah. But when I see something, I'm like, oh, I saw something really cool that you like, and I know certain articles of clothing that she likes vintage. So I'll find her stuff, or I'll find her little things, and I'm like, look, I'm thinking of you. I saw this thought of you, and I brought it to you.
So it's Valentine's Day every day with you.
Yeah, but we couldn't understand it, and she's even told me, she's like, I understand. Like throughout the year, you do give me a lot of things, and you're always thinking of me.
Good.
So at least get her minimum is like, at least give me a card, and maybe it's like, because these are costing those expensive flowers, or something small, just to show that you went out of your way.
That you thought about me on this bullshit day.
But she knows that throughout the year, and throughout the year and all that stuff. So,
okay, I'm totally down with that.
But then I get angry, like, look, he cares. I'm like, no, your husband's an asshole, and just one day a year doesn't make up for him being an asshole. All of a sudden, he's cool now, but the rest of the 364 days a year, he's an asshole. But for one day a year, everything's cool because he had no imagination. Went to the fucking...
Oh, God, dude.
Ordered you something from your Amazon list.
when he got you Swiffers for what? Valentine's
Day? So it's like, that's bullshit. But even my wife's like, he's like, I do appreciate because you buy me stuff that's not like a
you're such
bullshit.
A nice guy,
it's stuff that like, holy shit, gets me.
Good. Okay, I'm done with that.
Or like, fucking, she's into the whole, crystals and all that shit, like,
okay.
Into like, whatever. So anyways, cause she's a yogi. She's in yoga. And the other day she's like, oh, she bought some quartz and some rocks and she's like, she believes in the healing. My mom does the same stuff too.
Okay.
So I've been raised by women who believe in this and she was like gonna cleanse, like, oh, the moon and all stuff. And she fell asleep. Okay. And me, like, fucking nice guy, I'm like, fuck, she didn't put him out. So I, fucking, they were soaking, so I fucking put, fucking bullshit. And I put him out, dude. I put him out in the fucking under the moonlight, and I fucking set him up there, and all this shit. And Emma, she woke up, she felt it was like a nap, and she woke up.
What the fuck did you do?
No, and she woke up, and she's like, fuck, I forgot to put my rocks out. I'm like, no. She's like, did he put him out for me? I'm like, yes. She's like, oh my God, she's like, oh, you would get that. That would have, and I'm like, yeah, remember God. That on fucking Valentine's and fucking Mother's Day and like all these.
And Father's Day.
Well, fuck yeah.
Okay, what
but
else you
but
got?
But I'll be honest.
We went off on a tangent on Valentine's.
But I'll be honest.
It's a bullshit fucking holiday.
On Father's Day, I just asked for peace and quiet, which I never get.
Which I never get. That's a bullshit holiday too then.
Peace and quiet? Sorry.
It does not exist. All right, what you got then?
What's your favorite holiday?
Oh, so there you go. Halloween cake.
Okay, Halloween. Cool. I agree. And oh, no. Oh, no, I'll bring it up later. That's a different one.
Go for it.
What kinds of food do you usually eat on your favorite? Okay, what's your favorite holiday food?
This is odd.
And I got a bunch because I'm hungry. So I got a bunch in my head already.
I'm a ham guy. I'm a turkey guy. I'm not picky about anything. If it's like Labor Day. Okay, it depends. Like,
so what's your favorite food that you get during a certain time of the year? You don't eat really throughout the year, but certain holidays you're like, fuck. I can't wait for this time of year because you and me have this.
Thanksgiving, dude. It's got to be green bean. Oh, okay, green bean casserole. It's got to be baked potatoes. Mashed potatoes and gravy we normally have anyways. Green beans, but it's just all the sides of everything. Of a plethora. Of everything.
You even know what a plethora was like?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of... I was going to say something terrible. Yeah, I would say Thanksgiving, dude.
So
like, ham, turkey. Yeah, you have options of everything, dude.
So mine are
tamales.
Tamales, for sure, dude. Legit tamales, not store bought, like fucking legit
homemade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pozole.
Pozole, dude. I'm down.
That's cold
dude.
Weather. I'm cool with turkey, but my mother-in-law makes this like a broccoli. Fuck, what is it? Broccoli, mushroom, some of the stuff, and some stuffing inside.
Is it like a casserole?
Or yeah, so good. I don't want to be an asshole, but I'm like watching there, and I get to their house, my in-law's house, and I'm like...
You're that guy.
I look at the kitchen, I'm like, where are we at with all this? And I'm like, fuck, they haven't even put it in the fucking oven. I'm like, fuck, that's another at least 2 hours. Fuck. But in my head, I'm like, oh, so where are we at with the broccoli casserole thing? It's so good.
Awesome.
But stuffing. Oh, I could stuff myself all day. But tamales, pozole, oh my god,
yeah,
so good.
Sign me up, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Those are my main goals right now. Okay. My main goals in life are pozole.
Pozole and tamales. Well, I'll make something. We always make tamales, dude, so you know I'm gonna hook you up, dude. Okay, what else you got, man? I like it was a good one, dude. That's funny.
Okay. Okay, so what?
Cut that out?
No. What holidays have been over commercialized? Do you feel like
this goes back to Valentine's Day?
Okay, so it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I don't want to say Christmas, not Thanksgiving, not Halloween. Valentine's Day. I mean,
okay,
overrated.
No, I agree. It's just bullshit, but
oversaturated bullshit.
But you still feel like an asshole.
Yeah. So that's my answer. Yours?
Probably Valentine's
Day. Hashtag fuck Valentine's
Day. I get the... it's like the whole thing, like you should do it throughout the year. You should, like...
Exactly.
One time a fucking year, so you should do,
yeah,
do something you should do all the time.
All right, man, what you got?
Fucking all lies. Okay, okay, this is... Okay, so it's kind of bouncing up off on this one. I don't know how to ask it. Do you feel like having a day off for a holiday increases or decreases productivity at work?
Honestly, decreases. Because, I mean, okay, we're in a grind. We're all in a good mood, especially Christmas at the office. We have some dope Christmases at the office. Like, last year, all those games we were playing the whole week was fucking dope.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I are like, what is this? And we're playing, like, charades. And it's like, yes, Karate Kid. Like, the stupid shit you and I were doing.
How did you even get that?
Yeah. Honestly... Yeah, Christmas at the office is dope. Halloween, when we were able to decorate the office and, like, build a fucking maze.
Okay.
Like, I miss those days, dude.
But honestly,
those days don't make us lazy. It's just we grind it out where it's like, let's get the fuck out of here as soon as
we can. Let's get the fucking shit done to get going. It gets you motivated, but at the same time, it's chill. Okay, but I think it increases. Because also, you're in a good mood, so you're like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's in a good mood for that stuff. Okay,
you're just waiting for that email that everyone go home.
I guess, you know what? Yeah, we're more productive, I guess. We just want to get the fuck out of there. Okay, what you got? That's
okay.
A good question.
Here's another one. In some of the lesser known holidays, okay, if some of the lesser known holidays were commercialized,
okay,
what would the commercialization look like? So is there any small one?
You mean culturally insensitive day and or week?
What is that?
These are my notes, guy.
Every day.
I know, right? So, culturally insensitive day or week, and that's for anything like
awareness or to be culturally insensitive.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that I thought you meant there was actually a day of cultural insensitivity.
If you look at it, like St. Patty's Day, kind of.
I don't even know that I was trying to. What
I mean,
well, technically, like my daughter's a quarter Irish.
oh God, we're gonna go into numbers like this again.
Yeah, so she's quarter. So Irish. My daughter's quarter Irish, so it means I can be. I'm Irish.
I was gonna say ahoy matey. Oh, wrong one. Pirate. I'm
Irish. Ahoy matey.
It's culturally insensitive.
Cinco de Mayo. We're like never seen so many like white people with sombreros.
Yeah.
But that's the irony is that Mexicans don't even celebrate it.
No,
it's not a holiday. Mexico doesn't recognize it as a holiday. No. So it's an American holiday.
It is.
But yeah, so I get it. But all of a sudden, like, what is the joke? Like, all of a sudden, this and that about Mexicans. But on Cinco de Mayo, all of a sudden, you want to drink our beer, and all of a sudden, you want to eat our food.
So and all the tequila shots you can have.
All
right?
Of a sudden, tequila shots.
So culturally insensitive more days or weeks like that? Do we need? Like, honestly, do we need?
Funny. I know there's people. It come up because like. Like a certain holiday, I'm like, I really don't get insulted. Like Cinco de Mayo, like do your shit, whatever. I don't care. Irish Day, everyone's Irish on Ireland Day. Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, only that one day. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Although I do like the "Kiss Me, I'm Irish" stickers. Okay. I want this to be a thing. Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
And little by little, I think we're going to get there.
It's going to get bigger. It's getting bigger. May the 4th.
Yeah, perfect.
Right
dude.
Before Cinco de Mayo.
Which is exactly right.
Cinco de Revenge Mayo. Of the that's Fifth. Spanish for Cinco de Mayo.
That's Spanish for Revenge of the Fifth.
But let's bring another one. So
what you got? I'm down with it so far.
I came up with one. Well, I didn't come up with it, but there is a day when it popped up to me. I'm like, fuck! We need to do more with this.
Okay, go for it. What is it? And you know what? I'll piggyback you because I have a list as well that once you told me literally the last 20 minutes of the day, I'm like, motherfucker, you told me one thing and my mindset is like, ooh, I'm going to fucking attack this. And now I'm like, you're not giving me enough time to give you ammunition. Look how much we've recorded so far.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're good on time. We're great on time.
Well, that's good. Okay. So mine, it's May 1st. May 1st
is
Batman Day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Batman Day is going to be celebrated, though, the 19th, 18th.
Of what?
This year. Like, they keep changing the days.
18th of what, though? You said this year.
Oh, I'm sorry, September. Oh, actually, by the time you guys hear this, it's passed a long time.
Wait, it's on the 18th. 18th of what? Remember, you're on the internet. You don't know.
No,
but this is the reasoning behind May 1st.
No, please shoot it out.
May 1st is Batman Day, the unofficial holiday celebrating and honors one of the world's most well-known comics book superheroes. While the origins of the holiday are unknown,
good.
The general consensus is that the day commemorates the date in 1939 when the crime fighter made his debut in Detective Comics number 27.
Yes.
Batman is a fictional superhero, which I like how they point that out.
He's not real. No, he's fucking real. I am fucking Batman.
Yeah, and tell me if any is wrong. I love when my daughter goes, I'm Batman.
Fuck yeah.
They're like, who are you? What superhero? She's like, I'm Batman. But sometimes she does, I'm Batgirl.
You ever seen me and Batman in the same room together? There you
go.
You
ever seen my daughter and Batman in the same room? I know, it's so stupid.
Yeah, because I'm Batman.
You're Batman. So, wait, so Bruce Wayne's lives in your attic?
At 4 the villain lives in my fucking, in my basement. Yeah. And Josiah lives in just La La Land.
Okay, Batman's okay, a superhero. You can tell me if anything's wrong, because I know you know.
No.
Created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. It's a stretch.
Don't mind if I do.
And published by DC Comics. The superhero who made his first appearance in May 1939 is also known sometimes. Oh, sorry. Is also sometimes known as the Dark Knight and the Caped Crusader.
Yeah.
His real name, however, is Bruce Wayne. If anybody know, what is it? Oh no, it's a what do you call it? Fuck it. Spoiler: Bruce Wayne.
Oh no, you sound like what?
What? Bruce Wayne, a billionaire who wears a bat costume while combating crime in the fictional Gotham City.
Yeah.
How to celebrate. Like us, freaking people don't check their spelling.
That's right, it happened to me a few weeks ago.
Most of you probably do not need an excuse to revisit your favorite Batman comic. Mm-hmm. But if you do, today's a good day to do some marathon Batman comic reading. Wear a cape and go to work as Batman costume. Watch any of the several Batman movies out there with family and friends. Maybe even combine it with a Batman-themed costume party.
Yeah.
Tell all your guests to come dress as a Batman comic book character.
Do you listen to the Comic Syndicate?
Fuck no.
Because that dude's been talking about this for a while.
We talked about it. I don't listen to Lonely Man Corner.
But it's the most Lonely Man Corner you're ever going
to
find.
You're telling me there's a guy who knows about comics? You should listen to him, guys. Maybe pick up a
He's
thing
right up my alley.
Isn't he the guy that lives in your attic?
that cool guy? You're a real cool guy, dude. But I love that you brought this up. No, go for it.
So it's a little fact I didn't know. Okay, did you know that Melbourne, Australia was once briefly called Batmania?
I did not know because
it was named after Explorer, which I didn't know he existed, but he's a dope guy.
Okay.
It was named after Explorer John Batman.
Idiot, I love the fuck out of that already. I did not know that.
So now you know John Batman, the famous explorer. He fought crime at night.
I want to see if I can email that Comic Syndicate guy to have you on that show sometime.
So we could talk about John Batman.
Yeah.
The Australian explorer.
more Batman, yeah.
There you go.
So I like that.
I'm a big fan of Batman, and my daughter's a fan of Batman, so that's what now I know.
It's bound to be a thing. Like, seriously, pay attention. Guys, by the time you guys listen to this, it's going to be way in the past now. It happened a few months ago by now, but
we're talking to the future.
We're time travelers.
Yes.
It was a dope fucking holiday. You guys saw Arj's account. You saw my accounts. And
all Batman.
All Batman all day long. We were probably in costume together. Okay, love it. So any other questions besides that?
No, that's it. So when you said the other ones, you remember?
Okay, yes. Star Wars Day I did mention.
Okay.
So yeah. Batman Day, awesome. Love the fuck out of it. So those ones are eventually might have a day like that.
But that one I would like to blow it up because I think Batman deserves his own day.
I totally agree.
You wear a t-shirt. Women automatically become get a +5 on their attractive scale of wearing a Batman shirt.
Or wearing a Yankees fucking sexy outfit.
Oh, we got to talk. Okay. No, I just completely agree on that one, yeah.
Honestly, kind of stupid, kind of weird. Super Bowl?
It is a holiday.
I mean, technically.
Technically, it's a holiday. My wife's pissed off because her birthday, half the time lands on the Super Bowl. Or her birthday weekend is Super Bowl weekend.
Sorry about
that. I'm like, yeah, they're going to change the Super Bowl for you.
Stupid. Okay, true that. Now, here are a bunch. Okay, it's going to go back. These are just my closing fucking thoughts, and we're still good on fucking time, dude. So we almost hit it, dude. I work too much, dude. I forget what a holiday is. Give me basics. That was my luck. I will forget about these holidays anyways, but give me Christmas, Thanksgiving Day, New Year's, Halloween, days where I know I should have a legit day off. I'm just bad at managing it, dude. I'm not saying other holidays aren't important at all. Like, give me Veterans Day so we can pay homage and respect to the men and women that entered the service and do serve. I'm not saying anything bad or disparaging about that. It's like, but in my world, because I work so much, I'm very bad at managing that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to close off with a list of would any of these holidays sound appealing to you?
Okay.
Humiliation Day.
Is it like April Fool's?
Kind of, but more like be humble about, be aware. Like, you know, it's okay to be humiliated sometimes.
It's or okay to get that laugh.
Yeah, at yourself. And, you know what, not necessarily make fun of other people, but make fun of yourself more.
Usually I'm the first one to laugh at myself. So
we can make fun of each other, of ourselves.
I have two women to pick on me all the time. I'm used to it. I have thick skin.
Festival. This one does not exist in my world. Festival of Sleep Day.
That's Mormon.
Is it really?
Mormon talk
only. Go ahead.
Warning, go warning, ahead. Mormon talk. Shoot. I haven't known a lot about Mormons. Long story.
You do. Go ahead.
I've lived in that world. So, the Sunday, their practice is on Sunday when they have church. You don't do shit, and you go home and you sleep. Like it's like fucking don't do shit. Then you go to church, come back, sit around 11 or 12. You're not supposed to do shit. And most people just sleep all day.
That's what I love about it. But in my
you can't
world,
work.
Would not exist for me.
I'm saying it would expand. But I'm saying people are doing it. And aside from other things, that's only part of Mormon. Really,
one of the cool parts of it.
I want to jump
into the few parts.
The cool parts.
I don't know if this is classic rock. It says Old Rock Day.
I think aren't all rocks old?
Right. this one I would be cool with for the first 5 minutes, and then I'd be over. Cuddle Up Day.
If it's after something.
If I can cuddle up with my fucking Joker blanket. Oh, right here. You mean cuddle?
That's funny. You think of your joke. You think of Joker. I think of a woman. You think of Joker.
Yeah, God. Hence 5 minutes with a woman. It's like, love
it. He's a great listener.
Look at this beautiful blankie over here. I'm glad that I made you laugh.
That kind of goes with sleep day. I just want
kind of
bumming day. Where it's
yes.
Pajama,
yes,
just stay home, couch, and oh, man.
Love it, dude. Next one's going to be is, okay, this one should be Play Good Day.
Play, which, good or God?
I know, right? It says God. Play God.
I do that every day.
Right? I manipulate the system so good. I do good. That it's every awesome. Day. It's awesome. It should say play good day. But again, like a... like
we're no, you know what you meant to write down. Play God.
Christmas. Like, everyone should be that nice to each other, more kind to each other.
But I like how Play God Day is right above the next one.
The next one is The Purge Day.
Which is right under the Play God Day.
Which is, I know, right, essentially.
Yeah, if I have fortification, I would love to play The Purge Day. Or like purge, or just like say what you mean, to not fucking go kill people.
Not kill which purging? People, but sometimes people need to get purged.
Like feeling, but I'm more like, just instead of holding shit back, like just let everything
out. If it wasn't be a purge day, like put all these assholes that have committed crimes, or like all these vatos. All these gang members, put them in a giant arena, let them kill fucking each other. Like, that would be my ideal purge day. Which is terrible.
It's a smaller purge.
Like, I sound like a dick even for saying that.
Or be like, fucking, you talk all this talk and I'll walk the walk.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah. I'm in the purge day.
Fuck, you should call it walk the walk day. You talk the talk. No, the first thing is walk the walk, next thing is talk the talk.
Next one's going to be you and I, peculiar people day.
Do you dress like...
No, I don't dress peculiar, but you and I are kind of peculiar. Pop culture people are fucking peculiar. Now we're the cool fucking kids.
But peculiar people day is like you just
dress and be normal and accept everything. Like people that are into Hello Kitty, those people that are Disney fanatics, like everything.
Or sock aficionados.
You know
which
what?
One am I wearing today?
Who has zombie socks?
Oh, I'm wearing my Native American sock. Or like my Native blanket sock today. I don't know.
You really are. Step in a puddle and splash your friend's day.
It's funny. As much as I tell my daughter not to, I do it myself.
Right.
But I tell my daughter no, because I'm like, you're going to get your shoes wet. And then she walks in, I'm like, my turn.
I would so splash the fuck out of you.
My dad's a dick. He told me to step in a puddle, and then I found him outside stepping in puddles.
Now, this one's just odd. Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day. Women get to feast up all up on this.
Wait, what?
I don't even know what holiday that is.
Feast of
Fabulous Wild Men Day. I've never heard of this.
Do people feast on men, or do the men get feasted on? I don't understand.
Dress up your pet day. Magneto would be dressed up as Batman or his Steelers
jersey. What is that one that you call it? He has a midriff.
Oh yeah, I got him a jersey and I got a size too small, so it looks like it's a tank top on.
I thought you loved that one right there. International Skeptics Day.
International Skeptics Day.
Yeah, lone wolf skeptic guy.
You know, it's been a long time. Yes, yes. National Hat Day, Appreciate a Dragon Day, which would be about, I post nothing but Bruce Lee stuff all day.
Okay, this one, Make Your Dreams Come True Day. Because you ever think you spend so much time chasing people in their dreams that you never take time to follow your own?
I love how you pointed that out, because I showed you
the Freddy Cougar
meme. That was fucking dope, dude. National Cheese Lover Day, I'm a cheese guy.
I don't move.
And I'm just cheesy.
My cheesy jokes, my wife hates them, but she still laughs. But she gets pissed off because she knows she laughs, but she hates them.
This is odd, but I kind of like this, dude. In school, junior high school, elementary, I had great, and I would get like certificates like, you have the best handwriting ever. So National Handwriting Day.
Okay.
Now, I haven't practiced this skill in the longest time, and we are of the generation where we – did have access to writing.
And they're phasing it out.
Yeah. But now look at the books that I'm literally like, I'm still this guy. As opposed to writing shit on my laptop, I'm physical writing guy.
Mm.
Is that an odd thing?
It's a dying breed. Maybe if I'm going for my, like, whilst I'm thinking, just writing in the quiet, I think I like it. But if I'm trying to do a lot of writing and do, I think
it's got to be, it's easier. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's cool. Kind of you enjoy it.
National Beer Can Appreciation Day. I'd rather drink some beer
empty
with my
can,
boys.
Yeah.
Compliment Day, which again falls into...
That's a good one. Right? Let's be like, yeah, you're good. You don't look shit today.
Whatever you got going on right here,
yeah.
I like that.
I love what you got going on there.
You're rocking that
t-shirt.
Opposite Day. I don't know what that would entitle, but...
This is not terrible. You don't appreciate a girl with a tight t-shirt until you see a good one.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
You know, okay, I just don't remember.
I do this every day. Punch the clock day.
You mean like, fuck you clock? Or
yeah, fuck you clock.
I remember a day where like you said, like you let, no time, don't do shit. I'm just going to let today just do things my way. I'm not going to fucking worry about getting anywhere.
This one, honestly, dude, is The Office. And I love you guys. You guys are a fucking family, dude. And hence, you and I are doing this now because this is exactly what it is fun at work day.
You have fun at work. I'm fucking surrounded by assholes and dicks.
I know. It's awesome, isn't it? And like, you look back at me every day. I'm like, yeah, fucker.
Or they hear nothing like trying to work and hear people going, hey, asshole. Yeah, hey, you, asshole. I can see. You can hear me, asshole. Turn around, asshole.
You don't even have your headphones on, RG.
Hey, dick.
Yeah.
I heard you. You heard me. Turn around.
Yeah. I got something to tell you.
And then you're like, hey, look. Look at this. Almost like memes and like.
We're all assholes to each other. In a the best positive way, though. We are family.
But that's why I explained to executive producer,
okay,
Victoria.
What'd you explain?
Then I told him, like, and I've told people, like, it works because we're all assholes, like, equally assholes to each other. So everyone it's so terrible. Everyone takes a turn getting their...
everyone gets their ass handed to them.
Yeah, because they're like, you can't say, like, oh, they pick on me. I'm like, not really, because then I pick on... Joel say shit to me. I'll say shit to, like, executive producer.
We're so good about busting each other's balls and taking it. And it's like...
We're respectful. We know the limits because we know each other's tolerance.
Yeah.
But overall, we're still like, you see some shit, you're like, I've even had like work emails and I've had a, what was it?
Well, somebody squirted all over the place today.
Oh, she's so stupid. That mean? She's like, oh, I just squirted all over myself.
And I'm like, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
It happens to the best of us.
Like, it's a good thing I don't mind that.
But like, say,
we shouldn't say these things.
She gets pissed because, like, I'm pretty good at catching shit. Like,
remarks. Oh, yeah.
And she says something, and she's like, about like, oh, ooh, is this fresh water? fresh coffee. And like, yeah, we have fresh water.
Yeah.
We always bust her child, but she like.
We're all so good about it. Carl gets it. We all get it.
But we say shit to her, but she's mean to us. And the same thing, Carl says shit. Well, like, what is it, the Weezer cover? He's like, Weezer covered Africa?
Yeah, Dick, that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's like 2 months ago. He's like, oh, okay.
And on top of that,
Weezer.
Hash
what? And I'm like, the fuck? Like, how are you like 2 months ahead? But everyone talks shit to each other. Like, the newer people, it's like, fun. It takes time.
We really have to be nice when we get new people, though, because
we don't know their tolerance and we don't know.
And we don't know.
Some people have thin skin.
Yes. But with each other, you, myself, Carl, Rosalind, we bust each other's.
And the best part is, like, she's baptized and she's good now. Executive producer Victoria.
Oh, she knows.
Because she says shit. Like, some of the shit she does, like, what did you just say to me? Or she's like, I'm like, hey, executive producer Victoria, I don't like when you give me my own medicine. It doesn't taste very good.
I know, right? Yeah. But we
all talk shit on
each other. So technically, fun at work days, honestly.
And it is
work and we do work. We get shit done. Like when you and I are on the same page, we're all on the same page.
But that's why it's fun because we all get our shit done.
Yes.
So we all know what we need to get done. So we're able to fit in fun and be like, cool, so we don't. And I like how other people have acknowledged, like, wow, you guys have a good time.
Yes.
And people also say, like, you guys get your shit done too. I'm like, yeah, because we found the balance. And
other departments will hit us up like, holy shit, you guys are that fucking tight. Like, you guys are like, nah, like, we are.
Well, because we've been, like, knowing people, like their ups and downs.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone's on their ups and downs, and everyone's, like, respectful of each other. Like, yeah. We bust each other's chops. We fucking do all this shit. But we all get it. Like, hey, sometimes, like, I'll say something here and make fun of you, and you make fun of me. Cool.
And I like how, even if we're having a bad day, sometimes more than others, but we know how to gauge each other. All right, so my last one, RG, would have to be, I had to write it in when I got here, International or National Blowjob Day. Ladies, I mean, really, like, that should be a day, right?
It should be a day.
It should be every day, first of all. But that's all I got, man. So, RG, where can our listeners find us, man?
Our listeners can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. They can also find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. They can also email us at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at RG Flores on Twitter. And one more I always forget. And on Twitter at Deep Dives R.
Cool. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. We've had a lot of fun. This one, two back-to-back ones that are solid.
One, unless there's another one. Tell me your favorite holidays, favorite foods, any holidays we miss. What's your favorite holiday you wish would blow up?
I did not think we were going to go this long on this one. I had nothing.
I had nothing either.
Okay, don't.
No, but I had a feeling. I'm like, we've talked about some stuff. So I'm like, I like it because it's more of your opinion, how you feel.
And we have dope conversations though, dude.
So it's a good one. It's nice to throw under one. You're just kind of just, because sometimes the best stuff just comes from out of your ass.
Natural, for sure, for sure. All right, dude. Guys, find us, share us. We're going to do a soft launch soon. We're going to get that going within the next few weeks. So hopefully by the time this comes out, it's going to be its own thing already, and you guys can just jump in, and we're gonna give the official episode number one.
And once again, thanks for everyone for the support, their input. Like I said, hit us up, ask us questions, whatever. We're here for the conversation.
Dope. All right, guys, we'll catch you when we guys catch you. Have a good one.
Peace out. Bye.